to the news I go in just a second. First, Roadkill.
Hey, Roadkill.
Hello, Daryl. This is Roadkill. Kill, kill. I'm on the road. Kill, kill, kill. French PCS digital phone.
And you're on the assignment of toilet paper.
I am doing demonic deeds to this yard.
Roadkill, like, I don't want you to do it yet because we got to get to news, but, like, scope the place out for me. I mean, is it a quiet neighborhood, a very busy neighborhood? What kind of an area are you in?
Daryl, this yard is the perfect prey for my intentions. It has several trees about 25 feet high. There are power lines that go over and around the yard.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And there's a dog.
And this is a yard. This is not like a business. This is a residence, right?
No, this is a good old residence.
Here's another question. Do you know if anybody's home?
No, it doesn't look like anyone's home.
Okay. Let me get to news, and then I come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Roadkill on assignment.
Here's Mr. Dick Layman.
He's enjoying himself far too much.
Far too much. I have never TP'd a house in my life. I did a couple of other prank-type things, and tomorrow we may be talking about a few of those. Yeah. What are you doing, Roadkill?
Hi, Daryl. This is Roadkill, kill, kill! I am currently dispensing toilet paper over this tree, and get a little exercise in my arms, and then my legs as I run around to the other side, pick it up.
Yeah.
Now we're moving on to another tree.
How many rolls have you dispensed with?
So far, I have used 3 rolls, but hopefully by the end of this, I will have used up a total of 6 rolls of toilet paper, 6 gallons of gasoline, and 6 containers of shaving cream.
Wait. No, wait. Nobody said anything about gasoline or shaving cream. What's that all about?
See, Daryl, you take the gasoline and you write stuff in someone's yard, and then the grass dies, leaving your satanic message in their yard.
Right. Buddy, you better hope there's nobody home in that house. That's all I got to say, man.
No one's here. There's only the little dog.
But the thing,
Hey, Dick, can I ask you a question? Because you're an expert at this.
Yeah.
Is it better to throw it over, you know? Where
he said arch it. He said it. Well, no, arch it.
But do you want the toilet paper coming off the top or off the bottom?
Oh, that's a good
question. Oh, well, I think you can go either way on this. But you need to get a real arch going.
Do you lob it like a hand grenade or what do you
do? Yeah, it's a hand grenade lob.
Yeah, look at it that way. I am using the hand grenade method, making certain I have good backspin so I get a good release of the toilet paper.
Well, Roadkill, please, honestly, the toilet paper was one thing, but I have to believe you're pulling my leg on the other two things, especially the gasoline thing. Because if you're doing that...
You may be a little late on the shaving cream.
Gosh, this guy is a nutcase. Well, get it done and get out of there, okay?
Okay.
I'll check with you one more time to make sure you're done, and then that's it, okay?
Bye, Daryl.
There's Roadkill. See, somebody said that earlier. People take things to extremes. I think Roadkill's out of control at this point. Now, let's get Roadkill and his assignment all finished up now, ladies and gentlemen. And I've asked, hey, Dick, help me make sure that he's doing this right, okay?
Okay. Lob like a grenade.
Roadkill.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Roadkill. All right.
Yay. Hi, Daryl.
What are you doing now, man?
I just finished writing You Suck with gasoline on the yard.
Cut it out, man. You better
be
joking.
This is going to be great.
No, wait. I sent you to...
Wait a second.
I sent you to...
Daryl, there is someone here.
There's
someone at the door's open.
Well, run! What are you doing? Roadkill.
Stop! What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Ow!
Roadkill.
Who's on this phone?
Hello? This is Jerry House. Sorry. What's going on there? We were in the middle of a remote. What's happening there?
Somebody just toilet papered our trees. The new Jeep is all full of shaving cream.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, I recognize this voice. Tom, you recognize this voice?
Sounds familiar.
Hey, Dick.
I hope you didn't do what I just think you did.
Well, wait a minute. You said lob like a hand grenade. You gave us the idea, Dick. Janet.
I was just changing the kid's pants, and I looked out, and there's this mess.
Dick.
So I'm going to have to spend the afternoon cleaning up the mess that that young man made.
I think I can quote, it's just good, clean fun.
I think that's exactly what you said, Dick. Now, I couldn't participate because I've never done it before, but you did it as a kid. So what's the big deal that Roadkill just did it to your house?
That's because it's my house.
Hey, Janet, is it really, I mean, did he really wipe out the whole place?
It is a mess.
Did he really, just be honest now, because I have to believe he was lying about the gasoline. Tell me he was lying about the gasoline.
Well, there's this milk jug.
Oh, my gosh. Dick, I swear, all I sent him to do was...
Don't call the police!
Yeah, I think call the police is a good idea.
Janet, we love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Dick, it wasn't my idea, man.
I'll get rid of you guys. You guys have had it. You've had it. You're dead.
Dick.
Yes, Daryl?
Is it just me or is it colder in this room? I gotta check the thermostat.
He's like colder than ice. All of a sudden, you're no longer our pal anymore. What's that all about?
Well, I think that pretty well says it all right there.
Now, look, would it make you feel any better if Roadkill did not put gasoline on your front yard? Would it make you feel any better? Yes
it
or no?
It would make me feel a lot better if I go home and there's nothing there.
Oh, what? You want him to
clean
it up? If I go home
and
find
there's something there, I'm going to be really teed off.
You are? But wait a minute. You said
no,
it
don't
was
wait
all...
a minute me. Don't you wait a minute me.
How about if there's no shaving cream? Would that make you feel better?
It better not be anything there when I get home, period. That's it.
What are you going to do?
There are certain authorities who can handle people like you.
I wasn't there. I had
My
nothing to
foot
do with
you
it.
You weren't involved.
I said,
there is such thing as an unindicted co-conspirator.
Oh, well, start stating laws to me, Dick. But wait a minute, man. Look. They came to me and they said, let's do Dick's house. Let's do Dick's house, just like you did the bathtub, man. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. I said, Dick will get ticked off. And they said, no, he'll like it. He probably toilet papered when he was a kid. So now, see, it's coming back to bite you in the butt.
Hmm. It's going to bite somebody somewhere, and man. It ain't going to be me.
All right, hang on a second. Hang on. Roadkill.
Hi, Daryl.
Tell me you didn't, because I honestly... The toilet paper was one thing. I think Dick can even live with the toilet paper. Can't you, Dick?
There will be certain things done to certain people from here on.
Roadkill, say you did not do the gasoline and you were just in character kind of freaking out. Say that to me now.
I did not do the gasoline.
Swear to it.
I swear that I did not pour any gasoline in Dick's yard.
Okay, now, the shaving cream.
Or on the dog. Or on the dog.
What about the shaving cream issue?
There's no shaving cream on the car.
On anything. Is there shaving cream on anything? Yes
on
or no?
On the dog?
On the dog.
I took it off the dog.
You did?
Yeah.
So the dog is clean.
I was about to shave initials into the dog, but I chose not to.
Well,
so I figured it needed a full coat of fur, so I left the hair on there.
And how is Janet doing right now, Roadkill? Is
she
cool?
She seems to be doing all right.
Yeah?
She told me just to leave the toilet paper up there.
And that Dick would get it, I guess.
Because it was part of the show. She said that Dick would take care of it when he got home today. So
well,
she said
nice
for me to leave it.
See, isn't that... Yeah. I think that's nice of Janet to volunteer
your services. Because, I didn't have a problem rolling his yards because his trees really aren't that tall. And as long as it doesn't, shower tonight or anything.
It's supposed to rain tonight.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I wonder, Dick, can you get can you get home earlier today, Dick?
What do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, so the only damage that is still there is the toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
See, this Halloween thing is not good. It's bad. It's bad. You see? We're all just having a spirit of play. Somebody gets hurt. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fun and games until somebody's yard gets
That's
rolled.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I told you I'd be upset if somebody rolled my yard.
Let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
There is still another night to Halloween.
Uh-oh. Does that sound like Dick? Hey, get that Mission Impossible music. I can see Dick running around in dark clothes with a beanie cap.
He's gonna, I would not sleep tonight nor tomorrow night.
He's going to have O.J. Simpson's beanie cap on, wearing the other glove, running around my backyard.
I just bring all of your children and valuables indoors. You might want to sleep with them in your bed tonight.
Roadkill, please return home immediately, Roadkill.
I'm on I-40.
You are?
Yes.
So wait a minute. You've already left his home?
Oh, absolutely.
What if... Well, wait a minute.
I got the phone back from her. I asked her, do you want me to clean the stuff up? She goes, no, I'm going to let Dick take care of it when he gets home.
See, that's what I was...
Okay.
I was thinking about just having you clean it, but now you say you're already on the way back.
Oh, no. I got out of there as soon as possible just in case she changed her mind.
Yeah.
She actually wanted me to clean it up.
Dick?
Yes?
We love you, man.
Uh-huh.
Happy Halloween!
Trick or treat!
Trick or treat!
Happy Halloween!
Welcome to Ancarlo Morning. Ancarlo Morning. With your host, Daryl Ancarlo, along with Dick Lehman, Melody Sinclair, and the boys in the booth. Tom and Roadkill. Only on Nashville's Super Talk FM, 99.7 WTN.